All right, I'm going to bring Joe Scroggins in. Joe is in New Orleans. He's been on the ground. He joined us right on the eve of or the day before a lot of the stuff and the rains and the flooding and the power outages with that Ida. He's been there a while. Just an update, because a lot of people, you may not know what's going on there. How many more weeks and what's it like there, Joe? Thanks for joining us live, GMI Studios.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Yeah, it's, you know, things are starting to get a little better in New Orleans. Power's back throughout most of the area, but once you get out of New Orleans, it's still pretty rough. We've completed around 20 projects, big you know, churches and shopping centers, and we've got another a dozen or so hotels we're starting up now that are really just now the water receded in La Place and Houma, and getting those projects started as we speak. So doing a lot better than we were a couple weeks ago, though, so we're able to, you know, have power, AC, things like that that are it's much more enjoyable to sleep when you have AC. So but fuel's starting to come back. A lot of the shortages are starting to go away. But other than that, there's a lot of work ahead.
What about
down here?
It seemed like one of the stories people don't realize, again, was that extended power grid issue, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the entire New Orleans area was out of power. You know, the grid heading into the town was destroyed and had to be repaired. And then inside the city, they had to restore. You know, there were broken poles all over the town. Once you get outside of New Orleans, they've got weeks and weeks of work ahead of them. The entire community is still without power.
Wow. And it's been how long? People forget, unless it's you, right? Unless it's you that's not getting that AC or your phone recharged, right, or refrigerator, or your lights, right? Unless it's you, it's been a while, right?
Yes. I mean, it's been 2 weeks, and some of them are expecting to be out until the end of September in some areas. You know, and the hotels are booked solid with workers and FEMA, and so it's just a lot of the locals are just kind of enduring through it.
Now, does this speak to a bigger problem for our power grids? We always hear about, you know, the refineries, oil or flooding and winds and all that, but the power grid issue, I mean, I remember that after Puerto Rico, it just exposed how bad it was. Is that a omen or a sign that it was a bigger problem that they didn't expect?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. You know, this area gets hit with multiple hurricanes. Last year, you know, Lake Charles, that area was out of power for 8 weeks. And then what they do is they come in, they just do some real basic emergency repairs, put new poles in, and then leave them at that for the next storm to come through. So there is a big question. A lot of the people around town, that's the talk of, well, why don't we just build this a little bit better? Why don't we change how we run our lines? But I feel like those conversations kind of end right after the storm's done and don't get revisited.
Joe, thanks for updating us in our listening region a long way away, but New Orleans, I know many people familiar with that or been there for events, and you're going to be there a number of weeks. Thanks for joining us, Joe Scroggins with, and actually, the company again?
Service Master Elite.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jack.